This is Twit.
Hello, Martin. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Good morning, Leo.
Morning.
Nice talking to you again.
Nice to talk to you. What's up?
Well, let me give you a little background. My company, we are a commercial real estate association, and we provide contract leases to all my members and our users of our software.
Yeah.
And we do occasionally have seminars that we charge people as we explain how the languages work on the contracts and things like that. But because it's a current situation, we're trying to post videos that people can purchase that, but not allow them to share over with anybody else. Any suggestion, Leo?
Yeah, that's the problem. And one of the reasons, I considered very early on, we do podcasts, kind of some sort of paywall, that's what you call this, so that you have to pay to access. And the reason we never did it is exactly this, especially because, you know, we're advertising to technically savvy people. They're going to immediately share those. And, I mean, you can make it harder, but it's impossible to stop. And I'll tell you why. If somebody's really determined, they can set up a camcorder, play your video on their computer, record it, and distribute that. Right? You can't stop that. There's no technological means to stop that. You know, you could sue them, I guess, but, you know, trust me, and I think anybody's ever gone to court over anything knows this is the last thing you want to do.
Exactly.
You know, it's the last resort. So, there are ways to do protected video, password protected. But if you Google it, for instance, the very first things you're going to find is how to remove protection. I mean, it's literally before you find how to protect your videos, you find a video how to remove protection. So that's going to give you some idea. There are companies that do this, like Bright Cove. There's Star Force Player, Star-Force. There's Sprout Video. There are lots of ways to do it. But you're always going to have this. I mean, you probably already figured this out. But you're always going to have people who are just going to say, fine, that's great. I'm glad I paid my $100, and now I'm going to give it to everybody in my office or whatever, or everybody I know, or I'm going to put it on YouTube so everybody can enjoy it. You just kind of have to live with this. This is the internet era, unfortunately. Same thing for photographers. I used to get the question. I think photographers have given up. How do I protect my photos? People keep stealing my photos. And yeah, you know, you can watermark them, you can do all sorts of things, but the criminals are always going to be more smart than the other folk. So,
and recently we did a few town hall meetings over Zoom, and you can record the video and send it to people with a password, but again, like you said, they can share that with
anyone
they want.
You can't really stop them.
You
know, even YouTube, I mean, the easiest and probably the best way to do it is to have a private, YouTube makes this very easy. We have a private URL that no one can see. And then people can pay to get the URL. And you're just going to live with, I don't know any way around this. You're just going to live with the fact that people will share it. You can move it around. That'll slow it down. But it's just, it's kind of the way it is. And, is why I chose, in fact, I've done this my whole career, to give away everything and just put ads in it. Right? That's the other thing. And, people will skip ads, too. There's all sorts of ways. You know, you can't force somebody because it's digital.
Is there a way you can get people just to watch the video once and after that it disappears and they can't access it anymore?
Sure. Sure, absolutely. There are ways to do that. Look at those that I mentioned, like Bright Cove or Sprout Video. There's all sorts of ways to do it, and that's probably the best single best way to do it would be to do it once live only, and have a paid stream like pay per view, like boxing, right?
Yeah.
So you say, okay, we're going to do it Tuesday three o'clock in the afternoon. Pay $50 and you can watch it. The reason is it's not. Then somebody has to really be a dedicated criminal. they have to say, okay, I'm going to record this, which of course they take some effort because it doesn't easily record. I'm going to record this and share it, and so that'll really cut way down. If it's easy, if they get a URL and they go, well, here, let me email this to my 100 friends. That's easy. But if you do it live only, pay-per-view. I think that's, now admittedly, that's less convenient for people. So you're going to reduce your audience that way. But it does, that's why pay-per-view boxing works. You know, they know people can record it. But they understand that the people who are paying for it are going to see it first and they're going to want it first. And so that's, it's, you got to do tricks like that, you know, or incentivize or say, if you subscribe, we'll also send you a T-shirt, something you can't share. You know, if you pay, the problem is there's just no way you can stop somebody from shooting the screen saying, good, I'm going to record this, set up a camera, record the whole thing, and then give it to their friends. You just can't. There's no technological way to stop that. So you've got to think of kind of social ways to encourage payment. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.